Mike McNerney, narrator.
An excerpt from Music of the Wild by Gene Stratton Porter. Another delicious plant of the marshes is watercress. Wherever there are streams fed by springs and cold enough to harbor trout, there pungent watercress grows. The leaves and stems of this plant at its prime make one of the most appetizing and healthful salads known. It grows from 6 to 10 inches in height, with brownish dark green leaves in early spring, gradually becoming lighter as summer advances. The leaves are round and form compound clusters of from 3 to 9. The tiny white flower is insignificant. Its scientific term, Nasturtium officinale, derived from the Latin nasus meaning nose and tortus twisted, the name originating from the fact that pungent odors of the plant sting and twist sensitive organs. So extremely thrifty is this water member of the nasturtium family along creeks and cold running water that I know large streams that are literally choked with cress running through miles of unbroken marsh. The music is threefold. There is water 10 inches deep whispering and gurgling around the stems. Bees visit the blossoms, and the human voice rings loudly and clearly when a bed is discovered in early spring, for this is just the tonic needed to thin sluggish winter blood. The biting tang is craved by the system, and a shout of joy greets the discovery, so it too has a place in this music book. There is more human as well as bird and insect music every time a lover of nature, on his way to the marsh, finds a bed of Cornus ammonum in bloom. It grows from 2 to 6 feet high and leaves densely before it flowers. There is an especial cluster around the blooms. These heads are made from masses of the fine white flowers, each having 4 wide-open petals, an exaggerated set of stamens, and long pistils so that the pollen, when ripe and dusty, gives a golden tinge to the entire white cluster.